Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
The podcast is the Scorecard Podcast. You can get it on Listener or wherever you listen to your podcast, covering all things sport. Liam Flanagan is the host and he's been covering the games for us. He joins us again this morning. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Liam.
Good morning, Gorney. Good morning, Maz.
How are you feeling, mate?
I know what you're talking about, Maz.
You guaranteed us yesterday.
You guaranteed it. You said, I won't do any other guarantees during the games, but this one is in the bag, sweetheart. And what happened, Liam?
Well, let's play the audio. This is Liam's prediction on the show yesterday, guaranteeing goal.
She's got another chance at a gold medal today. She can race for her third gold medal today. When the women's 4x200-metre relay competes this afternoon. Now, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm going to. You can lock that one in the books.
Lock
Australia
it in.
Will win gold in that.
Lock it in, he says. Liam.
Oh.
Come on, man.
What happened, buddy?
May I take this opportunity on the Gorney and Maz show to apologise to the nation for costing us a gold medal by making such an idiotic declaration on the show yesterday morning. Look, from an actual swimming perspective, I don't think what I said mattered, but there are questions being asked about the performance off the back of that swim. Look, they still won a bronze medal, and a medal is a medal at the Olympic Games. It's a fantastic result.
But the
thing about relay swimming, as Liesl Jones said in Channel 7's commentary, is that you can do all the work preparing and you can prepare as best you can. But China looks to have put in an amazing amount of work into their relay swimming for these Olympic Games. The US are always strong. And those two teams simply outswam us in that final.
Mm. Which nobody saw coming.
Like 90% of the blame sits with me, I will admit that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for wearing that. That's humble of you.
I guess the good thing with the relays, you can always just blame someone else in the team. You say, oh, it was that person.
Their fault.
It was the other one. I mean, we actually have audio of that race of them winning bronze, but I don't know if we are. I don't want to play that moment.
Oh, come on, still let's celebrate.
A bronze?
They are still amazing athletes.
All right, well, here's the third best team in the world. Here we go.
In front is Li of China. Would be a huge boil over. Li in front. Ledecky coming at her. Pushing up is Neil. It's going to be China. Australia in the bronze medal position, third.
China with the gold. With the gold.
Yeah. Hey. I think I predicted that, didn't I?
Yeah. It's not on air with us.
So we're not going to ask you, Liam, for any more predictions. But what can we catch? Like, what do we need to look out for across the weekend?
It's another. Here's the exciting part about the Olympics. It just keeps going.
Yes.
Today, the athletics form gets underway at the Games. The athletic begins today. In fact, we've actually got the final of the 10,000 metres. So Jack Tiernan will compete in that for Australia. But we get into the athletics now. All the heats and the prelims of these events kick off. So the athletics starts. Your beloved Boomers tomorrow night, Gorney, they play their final pool game of the Olympics. They take on Germany. Now that really matters because they will want to be avoiding being lumped in the same group for the finals as the USA. So they really need to win that game against Germany to
guarantee. So you're saying if we lose that game to Germany, there's a chance we have to play the USA before the gold medal game?
Yeah, that's how it was. It's a confusing little system, but based on where USA is likely to finish and where Australia is likely to finish, if we definitely beat Germany, it is our best chance to avoid USA, at least for the next round, the elimination phase.
Okay.
But they're still swimming. This is where Australia has had tremendous success. We have currently scored as many gold medals as we did in the previous Olympics already.
Amazing.
8 gold medals, and our best ever gold medal effort was in Athens in 2004, so we need 9 more gold to get to that. And there are opportunities. Today, we see Emma McKeon and Kate Campbell race in the final of the women's 100 metres. I'm going to make 0 predictions, but both of those swimmers go in very strong.
Give us a Liam Flanagan guarantee. Go on, give us another guarantee.
Not a chance. I've had a call from the Australian swimming team directly to say, do not make any more predictions. But then Ariane Titmus does have a chance at that third gold medal tomorrow. She'll race in the 800 metre final, again going head-to-head with Katie Ledecky. And then young Kaylee McEwen, the 20-year-old from Caboolture who dropped the F-bomb after she won the 100 metres gold medal in the backstroke the other day. She gets a chance to race for her second gold medal in the 200 metres backstroke final tomorrow as well. So still opportunities in the pool. The track and field, the athletics meet gets underway. And then our hockey teams are flying. Both our hockey teams at this point, the Hockey Roos and the Kookaburras, undefeated to this stage of the Olympics. The best ever start for the Hockey Roos when they defeated New Zealand 1-0 last night. So they are flying.
It's a big weekend.
Liam, quick question back to our athletics team. There was a bit of an alarmist reaction yesterday when our whole track and field team got put into a temporary lockdown as a precaution because one of the US athletes returned a positive COVID test.
But exactly.
I believe that is just protocol. And everyone was put into lockdown, they've done their testing, and now they're out the other side and our full team can compete. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So American pole vaulter Sam Kendricks is out of the Olympics. He tested positive for COVID. So it's hard.
Imagine doing all that work.
Oh, my gosh.
And you get there and you can't even compete. I feel the pain.
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching for Sam. But from an Australian perspective, they all did go into this temporary lockdown. It would have been a pretty nerve-wracking 2 hours for the Aussie athletics team.
Yeah.
But they're out, they're clear, they're fine to compete, and that does get underway today. Some of them will get to compete today. And Maz, I know you're mad to your gymnastics.
Love it.
The individual all-around competition, Simone Biles, we spoke about her this week. Suni Lee, one of her teammates, she took out the gold in the competition.
So the United States
team held on to the gold medal in the format, and I'm sure someone would be stoked for her team.
I think she's the fifth straight US gymnast to bring home gold at the Games because they are they're such dominant competitors. They're amazing.
I'm going to be devastated when the Games are over. I just want it to keep going.
What are we
going to
talk about?
I don't know. Just give me more than another week. But Liam, chat Monday, man, the Scorecard podcast. Make sure you download that to get some of Liam's guarantees. And chat next week, man.
See you, mate.
See you, Monday.
See you, mate. News.
So good. I've got some really exciting news.
Please share.
Yeah, news is great.
This is more of an update, isn't it? You've been sort of keeping us across this.
I have. Yeah, it's been really nice to just, flesh this out with you guys on the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah.
So at home,
yep.
For the last couple of weeks, we have been toilet training Henry. And so I had a bit of a strategy. So I read up a bunch of stuff on what is the best way to do this? Like, how do you get a kid to just stop wetting themselves?
Am I underestimating how big this is? Like, is this a big thing when you have a kid to get them to be able to pee by themselves in, what are we going for here? A potty or a toilet? What are we going for?
Just a potty at the moment.
But this is like a big achievement.
This is probably the biggest game changer of my parenting journey so far.
Okay, all right.
Because when this little tiny cute person figures out how to use the potty, we're not doing nappies anymore.
Oh, good
news. And we've been changing nappies every day, several times a day for nearly 2.5 years.
All right, so we're hanging for this.
This is a game-changing milestone. So my strategy, one of the things that I read up was a good strategy is to say to your kid when you're toilet training them, when you figure this out, when you can go one full day without any accidents, we will get you a reward or a treat and you just sort of find something that they're really excited about getting. So I had this conversation with Henry earlier in the week. Hey buddy, what happens if you do a wee in the potty every time today? What do you get?
Chainsaw.
Where are we getting the chainsaw from?
A chainsaw.
And how have you done a wee in the potty today?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
That's amazing. Are we going to try and do all of our wees in the potty today?
I did it. Oh, not it.
He was distracted. He was trying to get at the lid on a bottle and he couldn't do it. Anyway,
sounds like me.
Yeah. he has ADD, let's be honest. So that was the conversation we had the other day. So he knows that if he gets through a full day with no accidents, all the wee's on the potty, that he's getting a click and collect chainsaw from Kmart.
How exciting.
A red one.
Yeah.
And yesterday, guys... Mm. He did every single wee on the potty and Henry's getting a chainsaw today.
Well done, buddy.
Oh my God.
Well done.
I am so excited.
Yes.
I'm way more excited than Henry is about this, by the way. It's the best. best.
And so is this a chainsaw that he can actually use? Because I know you're doing a bit of work at your house. Is this one where you can put him
and
to work?
And he's getting a tool belt and we're putting him to work.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au. Let's take a look at some news doing the rounds, and this one blew up yesterday.
Yeah, so this is the story of, so Jack River has basically put it out to, I'm guessing, the government to say, hey, Aussie artists are unable to perform, do their livelihood because of the current situation here. So let's get the streaming happening. And why are we not putting more Aussie music on advertising campaigns and getting more Aussie music across other media platforms so that artists can make a bit of cash?
So Jack River is an Australian artist. I'll be honest, hadn't heard of Jack River before yesterday, but this did blow up and do the rounds. This is one of Jack River's songs, by the way. Fool's Gold. Have you heard this before?
No, I haven't. Okay. I've never heard of Jack River. Her real name's Holly. She's 29 years old. Yep. She's from Foster in New South Wales.
The post that she put up calling out Channel 7 and corporate Australia is what she said at the top of this, was asking for more Australian music to be played across the Olympics coverage.
100%.
Or supermarkets, if you're in supermarkets. Why are we playing American stuff?
Yeah.
When our Aussie artists are doing it so tough, actually, and that's a way for them to make money.
I hadn't really thought about it until I saw this article, and I was like, yeah, that's a really great point. We have such an incredible and vibrant music industry at home here in Australia. Let's champion that. Let's, like, put all of the Aussie music onto the broadcast platforms. Let's put Aussie music into the supermarket so that we can get across it and support our Aussie artists.
And look, it had cut through because Edwina Bartholomew from Channel 7 did a post saying, hey, Jack River and other Aussie musos, we hear you. I can't speak for Woolies and Aldi, which was another request to play in supermarkets.
Yes.
But we're going to beef up the Australian music in the Arvos on 7 Olympics. Send through your request and tag your favourites.
How good is that?
So that is working. I mean, we should just go all Australian. I don't think we need to beef it up. It just should be flat out Australian.
It'll start with a beef up and then hopefully it will be what's after a beef up? I don't know. A beef out.
Yes.
A full on takeover of beefiness.
They'll have all that money from all the extra plays, so they'll be able to have a feast. Jack River and all her friends will have a feast.
I think that that is such a great cause.
It is good.
If that kind of strikes a chord with you, definitely get on Twitter, get vocal on your social media, or hit up the Channel 7 Facebook page where you can leave a comment and just let Channel 7 know that that is something that you want to have happen. And also hit up the supermarkets. Social media is a great outlet for evoking change. And not just for getting angry.
And just on Aussie music, we're going to play Sam Fisher next. He's Australian. So
yeah, 100%.
Doing our bit. Hey, let's switch gears and go to Snoop Dogg, who's not Australian, but is commentating on the Olympics at the moment.
That is legitimately happening. It's streaming on Peacock TV in the US. Some of it is on Snoop Dogg's and Kevin Hart's social media channels. It is their commentary, commentating things like the archery, for example.
Oh, the archery. Let's take a listen to that.
While cheering on a U.S. archery team, make sure you yell things like this. That fletching is on point. That fletching is on point. That means the back of your arrow looks fly as hell. Fly as hell.
Fly as hell. We need Snoop Dogg more.
I think I love the seriousness of the games, but I really am enjoying having Snoop Dogg be a part of the commentary team. I think that that should be an official thing.
This is another one of them, how they've come up with sort of the more modern sports in the Olympic Games.
You know what I like about the Olympics? It's how they always changing it up. Make a slight change, you change the whole game. Like basketball, add 3x3, it's a whole different game.
Complete different game.
Volleyball, add a beach. Beach volleyball.
Oh, my God.
Tennis. At a table. Table tennis. Boxing. Turn up the heat. Hot boxing.
Yo, I'm not really sure how that one works.
So it's maybe recreational, Kev. And every time I do get wrecked.
What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, okay, like this. So you got mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain dew biking.
Now we got sponsors.
All right, dead lifting. Dead body lifting, right?
That's a little dark, but it's a team sport.
Dead body lifting.
Okay, this is what I think from hearing that. Yeah. That Kevin Hart, as a comedian, has written the script and Snoop Dogg, and he are performing it as a sketch.
Oh, you think?
Because I do not think that Snoop Dogg came up with that stuff.
No, he's generally funny, Snoop.
But he's so blazed all the time. I don't think that he can be that witty.
That's what makes him so funny, is he's so blazed all the time. Because this is a world first.
I want to fry away.
Air fryer Friday, a world first. We're making McPizzas.
It smells so good in here, and I'm so hungry right now.
So we've had them running in the air fryer. This is something that we've come up with. Our producer Matt has already guaranteed us a million views on TikTok with the video that we've made for this. He's like, this is going to go off.
Are we even on TikTok?
I think we might be. Okay. Well, apparently we are.
Didn't even know.
So he's guaranteed the views. We're going to get the recipes up there. But we've done a McChicken nugget pizza. We've done a Big Mac McPizza. And we've done a breakfast pizza in the air fryer. And geez, they look good, don't they, Maz?
They actually look like real pizzas. Yep. Not that I had any doubts that this wasn't going to be a complete success.
Which one should we try first?
I don't know which is which.
I'm going to go the breakfast one. Yeah, they all look a little bit similar, don't they?
Same.
That's the breakfast one there. So it's got hash browns, egg, McMuffin. The sauce looks like it's done a really good job.
That guy?
That's the one there with the hash brown. Cheers.
McCheers.
McCheers, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It works. I think it works.
It works.
I think it's good.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
The hash brown is great on that.
Oh, my God. McDonald's. Ronald, if you're listening, get onto this, please.
Oh, my God. It's really good. It's just like Macca's brekkie with extra carbs.
Yeah.
What is not to love?
All laid out for you on the pizza.
And I want to try the Big Mac one.
Let's do the Big Mac one.
This That's is the one with the bit of gherkin on it.
Yep. This is the Big Mac pizza taste test, the Big Mac pizza.
Yep. That works.
It really does.
That checks out.
I think that's actually better than the breakfast.
That, a little bit more of that special sauce.
Oh, good, isn't it?
It's really good.
You can put that sauce on anything. It's
Guys.
Good. We are onto something here. All right, last one. The
Chicken McNugget.
McChicken McPizza.
McChicken McBarbecue McPizza.
Everything.
Oh, that's crunchy.
A lot of crunch on that.
Oh, yeah.
That is good too.
Because the nuggets are like extra, extra crispy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We've nailed it. We have nailed it.
Oh, my God, that is legitimately barbecue chicken pizza.
Get onto this, guys. I mean, it's very easy to do. You only have to go to McDonald's, go to the supermarket, go home, make it, eat it. I mean, it's very easy. Just gone 8:48. It's Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz here. All thanks to McDonald's, celebrating 50 years with the Mac family of Maccas. And if you want the recipes to our McPizzas in the air fryer, we're going to get those up on the Gaundy and Maz socials,
yeah,
so you can make them.
We've done a video, so you can follow along.
Make it over the weekend, guys. Bit of fun with the kids.
At your leisure.
We're about to chat to Richard Fox, who is Jess Fox's dad, who picked up gold at the Olympics yesterday.
Oh,
three times at the Olympics, had a bronze, had a silver, had another bronze a couple of days ago.
Yeah, she smashed it.
In the canoeing, and it was a big moment when she got gold.
Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line! She's got it. Jess shines like gold to become the Olympic champion.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was good times. And you could see just on her face the relief, you know. She's been hanging for it.
It's so, I get so pumped
when
one of our Aussie athletes wins a gold medal. But imagine being the parent of that child.
Well, let's play some of this audio because watching it live yesterday, I was like, geez, this commentator's really connected to Jess. And I didn't know it was her dad at the time, but he was really explaining it. You could tell he was really feeling the moment.
He's invested in this so
and it's
heavily.
Her dad, Richard Fox, is a commentator for the sport.
Wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Oh, my God. That's Naomi. Yeah.
So how's that commentator getting, you know, very emotional?
He's getting quite choked up, as you would. Like, I do not understand how Richard Fox was able to contain his emotions in that moment. And so it's a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, Richard!
Richard Fox! Good morning, sir.
Good, Good morning. Good morning. How are we?
We're good.
We are great. Congratulations on producing an Olympian.
Yes.
Hey, I'm only half that equation.
Oh, that's true. You take 50% of the credit. Hey, I mean, listening to you commentate your daughter's Olympic run is such a special thing to witness. How were you feeling as she was doing her thing? I just can't. I'm a parent and I cannot imagine containing myself.
Oh, it was surreal. And I didn't know how I was going to be or handle it and, yeah, what those feelings and emotions might be. So, yeah, but the way it sort of rolls out is, you know, you're in an event, you got the start order. What helps is that she was towards the end of the competition, so you get caught up in how that event's unfolding, what the time is to beat and so on. So, I got caught up in that side, which was good. So I was able to then focus on her run. But when she came out of the last turn and she's in the lead, and you know, I knew that she was probably going to get it. That was when, fortunately, Dave Colbert, great pro, took over and took her across the line. And I was losing it quietly.
Oh, yeah, it's so beautiful.
I've said it a couple of times already, but I think you're on hold. But I was watching live, Richard, and I was like, God, I didn't know that you were her dad. And I was like, man, this guy's really into it. Like, what? Like, I get it's a great moment, but you sound emotionally invested. And then I found out, oh, you're her dad, so it completely makes sense. But, I mean, I know you would love Jess, win, lose, draw, doesn't matter, but it must feel like all that hard work, all those Olympic Games to seal the deal, it must feel great.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the joy for her is, you know, something to behold, something to share. But she suffered that result on Tuesday, which is still magnificent. You know, you say to anyone, would you take a bronze medal at the Olympics? You go, yep,
sure,
here's my deposit. But she was devastated because she had, you know, she didn't have the best run going, but she was still within reach. She knew she could win it, and then she let it slip. So, you know, that she had that sort of, you know, monkey on her back, if you like, coming into this event just 2 days later to get, you know, back on the horse, so to speak, and get through the heats and then the semi she won. And there she is lining up the last boat with the great score that the British athlete Mallory Franklin put down. So the joy at the end was, you know, was relief. It was all of those emotions because it's been, yeah, a long journey. London, Rio. Rio, she was a favourite. And she faltered towards the end of that run and ended up with the bronze. And that's what happened on Tuesday. So that was a really dark place that she went to. And to see her come out of that and have that, you know, strength of character, and that was beautiful. So, yeah, there's so much wrapped up in that.
Do you think that the result a couple of days ago is the thing that kind of, like, that resilience pushed her through for that winning performance? Do you think that that might be a part of the equation?
Oh, for sure. It's all tied up. But it was, I would say, you know, she was on the brink in terms of being able to manage that or not. Wow. And in that, you know, when sometimes you have a setback, you come out firing and you go, right. But it can also dent your confidence. And I think that's, you know, she was on the brink of losing her confidence, and she was really tested. So, yeah, it was a big turnaround.
Is she going to the next Games, Richard, or is this it?
No, Paris for sure, because she was born in France. Mother's French.
Yeah, of course.
I saw on the TV last night you guys came out for the 2000 Olympics and then stayed in Australia. Is that how that went?
Yeah, it is. So the story for us in Australia is that we were involved, I was involved with the campaign to get slalom back on the programs at the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah.
We were involved in that. And then I was hired as a coach for the Olympics. Miriam was an announcer, the French announcer at the Sydney Olympics. And then that was till 2000s. And then we continued for another 4 years. And then the girls, they were, you know, enjoying the Australian way of life. They said, we don't want to go back to France and go to school in France. We like our schools here. So we stayed. And here we are, and it's been a wonderful journey We've got a great facility in Penrith at the Whitewater Stadium, and that's probably, you know, that's been the biggest factor in, you know, helping Jess to get where she is today. That plus all the support that comes.
I mean, it's interesting as well. She could have been competing for France.
So, 100%.
This is great news for Australia. It really is.
I also really appreciate how you let your children make a really big life decision for your family. That's great. Like, that's empowerment.
Look, Australian sporting royalty. It's been an amazing game so far. And a big party when she comes back. Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, if we're allowed to, and you know, who knows what a party is going to look like. She's actually going to Europe. There's more competition, World Cups. There's a World Championships later in the year, and I have to say, thinking of the Australian team and the athletes, the officials, they're going to come back to Australia. They're going to do quarantine, and you know, if they're in Sydney, they're going into lockdown as soon as they get home. So, you know, thinking of them, and you know, it's just a different world that we're in, and it's great to have been, if you like, on the public side of it with the broadcast and following it that way, and the support and the love from, you know, right around the country has been amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
Europe is a great choice by Jess. She has played that well. This is the way to go at this stage. Richard, thanks for joining us on the air. Amazing work that you are doing, and Channel 7 as well with the coverage for Tokyo 2020. You can catch it live, free on 7 and on 7 Plus. Congrats again from us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
See you, mate.
Well, that's it for Gaunji and Maz today. Missed any of the show? Download the Listener app now and enjoy with the Mac family, which has just arrived at Macca's.